The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt down before him, and said, "My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel on his cloak. She said to herself, "If I can touch only his cloak, I shall be cured." Jesus turned around and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you." And from that hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose. And news of this spread throughout all that land. The Gospel of the Lord. It's good to be at 8 o'clock Mass with all of you. It's been a few weeks. So recently, there's a parish and a school family who knew that they had to move. They were making the commute every day from 20 minutes away, and they would have to make it. They have numerous children, so it was 3 or 4 times every single day. And now their kids are at 2 separate schools. They have all these after-school sports. It was exhausting. It was too much money. So he said, if we're not able to move close to presentation, we're not going to be able to send our kids to school there any longer. Now, the wife and mother of this family is a woman given to fret and doubt and worry and panic and anxiety. You know, wakes up like 3 times a week worrying in the middle of the night. And she says to me, she said, "You know, Father, I'm going to try something. I'm going to try something new. I'm going to approach this situation with absolute confidence in God that He's going to take care of every detail." And I remember she said that. I'm like, I've yet to see that from you, but, you know, God can do all things. So the process starts, and they put their house up for sale. And they put it for $50,000 more than it was worth. And they had to do that because there was no chance they could find a house in one of the surrounding neighborhoods for close value unless they did that. So they put it up. 2 weeks go by. Not a single person makes an offer. And I get a phone call from this woman. And I'm expecting, okay, it's finally, the moment's come. "Father, God doesn't love us. Why doesn't He take care of us? You know, other people are treated better." And I get the phone call. She says, "Father, you know, we haven't gotten an offer yet, but God is good. And He loves us. And He provides." I'm like, oh my gosh, who is this woman? So she's really falling through perfect confidence. The next day, they get a full cash offer on the house. And not only that, but they could not pay 2 mortgages at the same time. So this man who's buying the home says, "You can stay in the home for a month and while you look for a new house, and I will pay the mortgage." So they find a house close by. It's the ideal home. And they discovered that it's listed at $100,000 more than they could possibly afford. So I get the phone call, right? "Father, you know, we found this house. It's the perfect house. I'm starting a novena today. God's going to come through." I'm like, oh my gosh, right? In 2 weeks, the house came down $100,000. And not one other offer was made on the home. So they go to put in the offer, and they discover there's a lien on the house. And finally, okay, it's all going to come crumbling down now. She said, "He's brought us this far. You know, we're going to move forward." The next day, her husband called me and said, "Oh my gosh, the bank just called. The lien, they're removing the lien on the house. It just vanished. The house is 2 blocks away." The official comes, and it's amazing the faith. He says, "My daughter just died." Now, that's normally when you give up, right? She's dead. "Come, lay your hands on her." And he doesn't say, "Maybe you can do something. She might revive." "Come, lay your hands on her, and she will live." And then on the way there, this woman comes up, and if I touch the tassel of his cloak, I shall be cured. Not, you know, he might give me some grace, maybe I'll have partial healing. I shall be cured. And they both happen. My brothers and sisters, unless we pray with absolute confidence, when our prayers are not answered, we can't be sure that it's because God didn't want to answer them. It might be because of our lack of faith. And unless we pray with absolute confidence, if our prayers are not answered, only then can we know, okay, then it's not God's will. There must be another plan. He has something else in store. Or maybe it's just not right now. He wants me to persevere a little longer. Let us ask this official and this woman with the hemorrhages, who undoubtedly are in heaven with such great faith, to intercede for us, that we might have that kind of confidence when we pray.